Better Than Ice Cream by Astolat. This is a short Thor Loki fanfiction with warnings for dubious consent, read by Very Milky Tea. From the prompt at Norse Kink, "Come on, Thor, just the tip. I'm not going to fuck you." Loki then proceeds to fuck him. Astolat says, "Don't look at me, I don't even know." Loki was a thrice-cursed, forked-tongue, untrustworthy, lying. "Ugh," Thor groaned, as Loki's cock slid deeper into him. "Loki." "Oh, perhaps I over-lubricated," Loki said, his hips working in small, shallow thrusts. "And then I slipped. An accident, really. It could happen to anyone." Thor intended at once to let Loki know, in no uncertain terms, what he thought of these pathetic attempts at excuse.
Nah,
he said. He had never let anyone get upon him before. He had never even imagined how it might feel to be speared open, thick heat stretching his soft, tender, innermost skin to the very point of pleasurable pain. Fully half Loki's shaft had sunk into him now. He felt the rest of Loki's length pressing eagerly between his buttocks, seeking. Loki's thighs bracketed his own, Loki's hands pinning his wrists. Not that Loki could hold him, not for long at least, but perhaps long enough if Thor did not stop him now. Loki cantered forward his hips. Thor did not stop him. Loki stopped making excuses. They were silent together as his cock pressed slowly all the rest of the way. Then it was done, and Thor breathed deeply. Loki's cock was seated wholly within him and rode against his inner self with every small shift of his body. He had been taken. A rising, half-guilty excitement swelled through him. He had been taken. He could not undo it. Even if he threw Loki off this very instant, still he had been conquered. The citadel of his body claimed for Loki's wicked use. Thor could almost see the sleek look on Loki's face above him. How satisfied he must be with his cleverness, his sly, subtle working. Thor did not even quite recall all that had brought them to this moment. A fresh quarrel 3 months gone, another one of Loki's tangled plots to follow, battling it out at last this afternoon, and the grudging reconciliation. The soreness yet lingered faintly and pleasantly in his muscles, echoing the brighter ache where Loki pierced him. Or perhaps the road was longer still. Perhaps Loki had been luring him here a long time, all unknown, had still deeper plans than this. Perhaps Loki would brag of this, or perhaps would threaten to brag of it, a blade to hold over Thor's head if Thor refused to yield to him again. He might demand that Thor return to his bed again and again, that Thor surrender to him utterly. His cock was hard and urgent beneath his belly, though Loki had scarcely touched it, and not at all for the last long push. Thor heard his own breaths coming quicker, harsh in his own ears. His hips were twisting, and Loki had done nothing upon him. Loki was, as yet, merely savoring his victory. "Yes," Loki said softly. "Just like that, Thor."
"What?"
Thor said, panting. "Keep moving," Loki said. "It pleases me." Thor clenched in anger, of course it was in anger, that Loki should presume to so... clenched, and felt all at once again Loki's cock curving deep within him, a stab of hot pleasure at the tip. Of course Loki might presume. Thor had given way to him, had spread himself, eagerly as a maiden going to her first bedding, and taken his cock as sweetly, as easily. Of course Loki might expect to have all else he desired. Thor's hips were moving already, obedient. Thor shut his eyes and heard himself say, "Like so?" "Yes," Loki said, and nuzzled at Thor's neck, biting him softly with the hair parted about his nape. "Loki," Thor said. "Do you want to turn over?" Loki said, demon that he was. Did Thor wish to turn onto his back and let Loki come into him again, between his widespread thighs? Did he wish to watch Loki plundering him, and see all the triumph in Loki's eyes as he was fucked, no doubt for hours, hours on end? Loki would use every art at his command.
Yes, Thor groaned.
3 hours in the end. Loki almost withdrawn again, only the very tip of his cock still inside Thor's body, by then hot and stinging tender and loose. Thor lay sprawled upon the pillows, half dazed with surrender. Then Loki leaned down and kissed him and said, "I'm going to finish inside you now," and waited for Thor to say, "Yes," again before at last he came, withdrawing as he did so Thor felt the essence spurting cool against his own bruised flesh, staining his thighs, and his own cock spent once more. Loki sighed after and lay down beside him. "How long have you ached for this?" Loki asked, gentle as he had not been in ages. He trailed his fingers up Thor's thighs. Thor gasped. "Forever," he said, shuddering with the truth he hadn't known was there to be spoken, and parted his legs that Loki might press his wet and dripping fingers back inside.